Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. Run the world. carry me.
Everything, clutching everything. Let me bring her on this thing. It's Mr. Cole.
America, how are y'all? And everybody in the chat rooms and everybody on the phone lines, how is the whole entire ballroom scene in Blog Talk Radio?
Well, I hope they're doing fabulous.
So am I.
Because my new quote for the motherfucking for the rest of the year, honey, for the rest of this year is, I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Oh, that's nice. My new one is for you, for me, and for all you listeners. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Call the popo, ho.
Oh, yes! The God are calling the popo.
Ho, call the popo and anybody else. No
weapon.
You know
what? I have my positive. That's my positive. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Well, mine is too. My positive is no weapon formed against me. My non-fear is call the popo, ho.
Mm-mm.
Because
negative one for the girls is use a non motherfucking factor, bitch.
Non factor. One of my kids told me that they was getting a shirt. Roger, he told me that he was getting a shirt and that that comes from basketball wise. And my sister Kiana was like, "You ain't getting into that." And I don't like the only reality show I liked it was Monica, Fantasia, and I liked the Braxtons. Oh, Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Basketball Wives just started yesterday. And baby, when I tell you, it is going to be the tea this motherfucking year. But that's my negative one. Use a non motherfucking factor, faggot.
There's nothing negative about a non factor if it's true.
Honey, because these bitches are a motherfucking non factor in my motherfucking life's mistake. It's been a lot of things that has been going on, and you know, but I'll spill you that tea on our way going to the function mistake, honey. Tonight, honey. You know?
I get my quote, and I mean it for everyone. No weapon. And for your all people that's out there, and you doing your thing, and you going somewhere, and you got people telling you this, and you got people telling you this, just remember what God got for you, God got for you, and no man can take it from you. So, and then, with that being said, no weapon for anyone.
Yes, I'm waiting for my sister Divine to take a call in here.
They had a fight in L.A. Well,
yes.
I'm going to start off the show before y'all start off the fight on a more of a positive, personal. It got a little bit of everything in it. And I'm going to start it off with the weekend in D.C. and the whole Con weekend. And how much fun I had, and I call, you know, Con from D.C. for the whole world. I call them Jerusalem because, you know, Jesus was born in Jerusalem. Con was born in D.C., so that's Jerusalem. And Jerusalem has a different type of class of Cons. And I was treated fabulous, Kelly. When I say those kids catered and they loved me so much, and I loved all of them so much. Mo, Little James, Mousy, Roger, all of them kids, I've never been embraced with so much love because remember, I was going to D.C., Jerusalem. I hadn't been there as the mother yet. So, you know, that's a different type of Con because, you know, you got the people that don't even come out. You know, Con was born, the old school Cons and everything. And it was very receptive. I'm grateful for them and I'm grateful to the house. I think we had the weekend there was fabulous. I went to all the clubs. I see my girlfriend Keisha. It was cute. We had a ball. Miss Kelly came. She was in her hotel. I didn't get to see that bitch until the night of the women's ball, which I missed because I had a house meeting. Then we went to going on to James Ball. I am not going to sugarcoat it. I don't mean any respect. But I would like to say, in defense of all the people, as Kelly, as in Tony, as in James, as in Stewart, as in everybody who has an issue or problems about how balls has changed. The reason why there's such an issue and problem, there's no respect, there's no humbleness, there's no togetherness. If you have everything is about making someone know it. Kelly, you've watched James Con, Supreme Con, go to every ball, regardless of what the situation have been. I am not speaking to you children. I am not speaking to you contenders and fans. I am speaking to you leaders and icons and legends. Disrespectful motherfuckers. Disrespectful motherfuckers. This house, K-H-A-N, supports every fucking ball that everybody gives. Every one of them. Everyone. I, look, bitch, me, has asking the mother, has came out of my state with a child and done everything to support everybody. James has supported everybody, and along with that, they have given the ballroom scene what they want by giving the whole house a 360. And I am totally embarrassed, and, you know, James is fine. He works for D.C. State, bitch. He's fine. No one took anything away from him. But it's just so embarrassing, and it's so disturbing to me that we looking for all this change, and we looking to build this, and we want to figure out this, but we don't even support each other. There is no togetherness. Everybody want to make everybody know it. This is why I don't blame the new generation, and I think the old girls, you legends and icons, are bitter. Because at the end of the day, now I got to give Selvin, we are all on the same boat. And when the ship goes sinking, we all going to sink. None of us are exempt from anything. You would think that there would be some type of love and togetherness when it comes down to an older person or a big figure of the ballroom throwing the ball. I sympathize for Andre. I now sympathize for James. And being a part allowed me to see how Andre, like, how that, like, my God, how could you give so much to the ballroom scene and you do all these different things and these people think to make you know it by not appearing or going to the person ball or having their kids not go? And then we want it to be together. And then we want the fighting to stop. And then we want it to go like that. We can't do anything unless we fix the foundation. And the foundation is jacked the fuck up. Harold, I'll be there. Cabbage, Ebony, I'll be there. Kelly, Ms. Rahi, I'll be there. Revlon, I will be there. Everyone else, kick rocks. Kick rocks. I said it. It's so disrespectful for people to reach out with you in the meaning of start and peace. James was trying to do a different thing. He knew he was banking, so it's not a big loss because it was Memorial Day. So I don't need anybody coming up here telling me that. He was trying to bring D.C. back to a place just like New York needs to be brought back to the place it was, like where Atlanta is. And there was no appreciation and no consider about the situation at all. There was not even nothing to say, let's all go and let's try to make this work. But we all got a fucking opinion. And we all got something to say. And we all want to do this. And we all want to do this. But none of us want to do the fucking work. You phony, big mouth, closet case motherfuckers, go sit the fuck down. You get up on this radio and you talk and you this and you that. I mean, so now, y'all said it was Ms. Rahi, Revlon, and they think now it's me and my house, and I am not going to anywhere I don't want to go to. And I'm not supporting anybody that doesn't support this and not do this house. Now, let's not forget Blog Talk and United States of America. The House of Corn is the house of the year and has won more than 100 trophies in every single state, yeah, about every single state. Don't do it. And my coins in your pocket mean something. And this is why we can't get along, because this is the respect that we show each other when we hit the ballroom scene. Cut it out! I sit back and I'm watching because I feel like the Lord brought me here to bridge the gap. I love the young children. I love all my kids in the house. And I respect and love the old generation because that's where I come from and the people beyond that. But when is everybody going to become on one page? And then when the reading starts, and when Kelly starts yelling, and when it's a juice, but when we disrespect each other solidly, y'all call it shade. That was really whack. But let me tell you something, Supreme. That entrance to that motherfucking ballroom, bitch, I ain't seen nobody do a red carpet situation like that. The way you decorated that place, the way everything was done, them drinks, some food, you did a very good job, and it was sickening.
But I tell you, when I tell y'all, I don't know. I haven't been to a ball like James Ball, and it wasn't even a lot of people there, but just the ambiance of the place.
That's the word.
And from when the two balls that I've been there at that place and seen the two balls that I've seen at that two place, to the difference the way James had that place set up, what it was. When I tell y'all girls, I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all, bitch. I walk into a ball, Miss Thing, and I just go in and I find my table, I find me a spot, and I just sit there. Bitch, when I came into James Ball and I walked that red carpet, bitch, they had a cameraman there, okay? And they had to tell the cameraman to leave me alone. Okay, because the cameraman was supposed to take pictures when you walked down the red carpet. I came with my own motherfucking professional camera. They told the cameraman to leave me alone, bitch. I sat in that motherfucking red carpet area for 20 minutes, bitches, taking motherfucking pictures, bitch, because it was like you was really on a red carpet, bitch, and they had motherfucking lights just flashing and tinging and tinging and tinging. If y'all go to my Facebook page, y'all can see some of the pictures from the red carpet, Miss Say, and I was taking pictures down with my sister Kool-Aid. I was taking pictures with my husband and said it was fabulous. James had his mother and his aunt out in the patio area, and
that
they
was a VIP,
frying fish.
And you was able to, yes, that was,
yes,
real fast.
They was frying fish, they was frying chicken, they was making fresh seafood salad, Miss Thing. They had couches out there. The tables, the glass tables that they had was lit up, and they was all blue. He had a motherfucking big-ass water fountain back there, Miss Thing. It was fabulous, Miss Thing. When I tell you, girls, I don't sugarcoat anything that I do, Miss Thing. It was my birthday weekend. And I got to give a big shout-out once again to Mousy Khan, because he made my weekend, my birthday weekend, a fucking weekend.
They
I
all
was
made
so
mine.
Stuck. I was so motherfucking stuck on that motherfucking couch, bitch. I could not get up off that motherfucking couch. That's how stuck I was.
Mr. Now, let me say something, Kelly.
Get here. Yes.
I want to say something to you all when I say that. I say that speaking on the behalf of myself and how disrespected I feel as being a mother part of that house, and you know being into it and knowing, and I had, me and James are very intimate, and I always speak to him and everything, and James' purpose of doing this ball was to solely bring protection, help bridge the gap. He wanted you there, Kelly. He wanted Tony there. He wanted Jack there. He wanted this. This is what these fucking faggots asked for. They wanted to stop. And things were shaky and everything there, but just like he said, and just like I said, ain't nothing, there was no fight, there was no situation, ain't nobody got there, and this is what he was trying to guarantee the ballroom thing by doing it. So I personally feel very upset at how we ask for things, and there's somebody like Tony and like Stewart that's in a higher figure in the ballroom scene where they have the power to get everyone under the same roof and bring some type of peace, and this is what we do. This was the sole purpose, to bring in some DC for your people that didn't support all of the old girls there, and all of them was there. The purpose was to bring everybody under one roof and everybody have a good time, and he went all out the fuck his way. He still got a coin. It still was 200, more than 200 people there. It's fine, but the purpose was destroyed and everybody missed out. But we'll come on this radio and we'll point fingers at each other and we'll do this, and Kelly's doing this tomorrow, and y'all gagging at Tony, and y'all doing this. Shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody trying to put no weight in to change the situation. Kelly went with her life being threatened. Y'all fearful bitches. Ain't nobody changing the situation. When are we going to get some strength?
Mother Divine, call back in here. I need you to call back in here. Being Divine. Baby, I need to lie.
It's a mess, and I really just want you all to know, so you know, and everything. Don't expect any good tutors, and don't come to me complaining about this fucking house at any given thing. You disrespectful, or you will get disrespect. That's how it goes. Because it's, you don't just get respect, you have to earn it. And I know for a fucking fact, because I had to earn mine, and it was not hard, easy, at all.
Hold on.
Mind you, the ball went on. That was because of James, and he wanted to give everybody that had came, you know, the affair, you know, everybody to have a good time. If it was me, bitch, I was at the door begging him to close the fucking ball. Take your money and go the fuck home.
Mm-mm.
Begging him. He can tell you. Yes, Nicole. I said, don't give none of nobody a fucking dime.
Because
that's not right. And the same thing they did to Andre. And now it gets deeper for me because when you sit in a situation, wow, why would they, how could people just do that? And they go to all these halfway function and these people that got no business. But when somebody of a some type of collateral or a ball that can mean something, you don't go, just, and then you think you fab because you won that JoJo Mizrahi, and JoJo just came out for 2 years, and you missed somebody born for 25 years, and if you would have won that, that was like winning a grand prize trophy back then.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. I'm going to
fuck
you up.
Bitch, I know
up,
the feeling, because you want to know a little secret? I never win at New Children Balls. I've always won at Icons and Legends Ball. Always.
But tell the truth, Kelly,
that trophy is more fabber than any trophy for somebody giving you at a mini ball or anything else. Before, when you was out back then, it didn't have balls like that. So when they had a legendary ball and you won that legendary category, it wasn't very long before you became a legend.
I'm going to fuck you up, honey. But we have our sister Devon is on the phone with us.
Bring her through. What's
she? Yeah, Devon.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Viney. How are you?
How you doing,
darling? Oh, girl.
I want you to give us the... Because I don't see the video. I don't see the video of the fight from Saturday. I don't see the interview on Sunday. And then I seen the other fight on Monday. Girl, it's been going down in L.A. What is going on?
Baby, this Memorial Day has been one to really remember.
Yes.
You know how it is. Summertime, it gets hot and the kids get frisky. So, where do you want me to start? From the beginning?
The beginning.
Yeah, start
it's
from
always
the
good.
Beginning and work your way to the interview that I seen you had with them on Sunday, and then the aftermath fight on Monday, on Monday.
All right, here we go. Ricky and Father Ricky Escada throws a mini ball out here at the little hood place we go to in Lamar Park. So, you know, the girls are all crammed in there, but... You know, beforehand, all these certain particular girls were already talking about how they wanted a piece of each other.
Oh, shit.
And, I want to see her, but not only did they want to see each other on the runway, they low-key wanted to put hands on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And our favorite commentator out here, Miss Messy Bridget, Emiche, a.k.a. Emiche 007, my little boo, you know, used to be in my house, but, you know, he's on a little vacation right now. He's getting his little shit together.
Don't be no fool, though, right?
Baby.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. That bitch said he's on a baby. Don't be no fool. But, you know.
He's on a little hiatus. Take the pressure off.
That's all.
Okay. That's all. Bitch, nobody asked him to go nowhere because I'll be on your head.
Baby.
That's property of, baby.
Okay, but you said it when you said no. Just, that was it.
So, he likes to get the party started on the mic. So, of course, those girls kept giving him little jingles and calls days before the ball, talking about how they needed him to call them out, and he did just that. So, they both went down. Nice battle. The girls, only one person can win, so they won. Then they started to scream wisecracks at each other. So you have, it was a girl from Oakland, Ashley, and then it was versus ballerina, Ashley 007 versus ballerina Escada. So they go at it. Ballerina, somebody from ballerina's side starts hollering at Ashley. Ashley's hollering from the back. They're calling Ashley all kind of ugly. So the first blow, let me tell you how this went. First came water. Then came hands, then came hammer, then came chair, then came table, then came lamp. Okay? Did you get
then
all that?
Came Mag with the handcuffs carriage.
Oh, that was way later. Mag was outside down the street, baby. That was about after 15 minutes of fiasco. Mag.
Ooh.
Oh, Oh, yes, baby. The girls scrambled. They scrambled like eggs. They scrambled
like
eggs.
Well, baby, the girls, I don't know what's going on, but you finish telling the story. You girls from L.A. that has press one, you hold on. What's mother finish telling the whole story from Saturday to Sunday to Monday? I'm going to come to all of you.
Okay.
And we
well,
only had one because we're going to turn the city red.
Right, and you know, I mean, the Chanel didn't have nothing to do with that, so of course we sat back and we watched, honey. If somebody wants to put on a party or throw it, so honey, you put on the show, we're going to give you the applause. Go for it, bitches. I want to see. So they scrambled, baby. They got the scrapping. So one girl, honey, they threw the water. Then the other girl swung on the girl that threw the water. Then, honey, here comes Tone from behind that girl. It's all in the video. From behind the girl that had to swing, and Tone swing. Tone is taller than everybody, swing over the girls with the hammer. Wapa! Then here comes the other side with a chair. Wapa! Then another chair. Wapa! Then the girls got in the middle, got to scrambling up. Mix, 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 mix. You want to see the video? Go to my page, Divine Chanel on Facebook, DEVINECHANEL. It's there. It's a full blast. Malia Kelly, did the girls twirl?
The girls twirled a motherfucking show.
So here we go. Mind you, they twirled so hard to where they emptied the club and damn near pulled everything off of the wall. So once that happened, the smoke, the dust cleared from inside. And, of course, everybody, so one girl got stupid and pepper sprayed, which means we all ran outside. Don't nobody can, you can't be in a room with pepper spray. So we all dashed outside. So as I'm dashing outside, I hear Cage, Father Cage, come on, oh, well, it ain't the Chanel tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I can't really, I'm so busy focused on the fight, I'm like, I'm going to get to you later. I can't even say nothing to you right now about what you just said, trying to try us with that. This has nothing to do with Cons or Chanel. We're watching this. Scott has the 007s and the Revlon's pull hair. That has nothing to do with neither one of us. Don't put us in that. So we tipping on them, running down the street trying to hear that. I hear my kids say something real snazzy to them, but we all ran over there to finish seeing the fight. Because, baby, that's when they came outside into the street. And the girls, once they got in that open air, I'm telling you, they mixed like DJ whoop ass, baby. It was on. It was girls blending each other all up and down the street. Then somebody pulls out a gun, waves it around. Not one pop. I'm not sure if it was even a real gun or bullets in it. I don't know. I didn't get close enough. I couldn't tell you the truth. You already know how I deal, honey. If you see mine, you're going to hear it. So I went on about, we got in the car, and you know, the police came. Police pulled up, so we jumped in the car, drove off. Went to McDonald's. McDonald's is a block around the corner. You know that, Kelly, that team from the small ball hall. We go to the McDonald's and chow down. Come back. When we come back, the police got the girls in the street. So from what I heard, these girls are from a city where you can fight in front of the police. L.A. don't play that. You fight in front of the police, they're going to fight you too, meaning you're going down. They don't have that. You're not going to do that. So I guess somebody got dumb enough to go ahead and carry in front of the police, and then they carried their ass off. I don't know who it was or how that happened. I'm sure one of the girls that pushed one will get that correct.
Okay, well, hold on, Devon. To all you girls that's acting, to all you girls that's in the chat room that's acting to see the video, if you are friends with me or my mother, Kelly Mizrahi page, I have just posted the video on my mother, Kelly Mizrahi page. You can go there and you can see the picture. And if you're not friends, send me a friends request on there, and you can definitely, and I'll definitely add you right now. I'm online. It's the page with my picture with the flyer for Vogue Night for tonight. And I will add you to my page right now so you guys in the chat room, and you can definitely see the page. I'm going to send y'all the link to my page, and y'all can go there, and y'all can see the motherfucking the madness. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, so from there, and I'm gonna repost it in the chat room as well. I got a little link thing here. So
okay.
So from there, that was that. So of course on Facebook, once they posted up the thing, posted up the video of the girls fighting in the club. Because remember, it's three videos: it's the fight in the club, the fight in the streets the next day, and then the aftermath interview. So somebody already posted it in there. Yes, they know.
They did. They got it. Okay.
Okay, so they did their little twirl thing. So then they got on Facebook, and the Facebook post went from zero to this. The count is going between somewhere between 500 to 600 now. The girls argued all on the post about who fought who. And if you look at the video, I really don't want to put the girls out there, but everybody was not fighting Kelly. Everybody was not that I condone everybody fighting, but my thing is, bitch, my crew, my girls, We all go. You ain't going to just take one. You going to take all. End of story. I'm going to leave it at that. So, yes, it was girls on there. I want y'all to watch that tape real well. You'll see girls, the same girls that were blabbing their mouth, running and ducking and hiding in the corner while the girls that's supposed to be their friends and feel like they're strong and they're going to stand up and went out there and fought for these girls and other girls just stood back and didn't even fight for the damn self. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want nobody coming for me. So, of course, then all the Facebook rhetoric goes on. I go to tennis yesterday. I get a call on my way back in from the courts. As soon as I walk in the house, they on their way to Father D house. The girls are going to get over there and mix. I'm like, say what? So Father D lives 10 blocks from me, baby. I jumped in the vehicle, got my ass over there. But I missed everybody. I just missed it. When I came up, everybody was just, you know, they were still sweating and dabbing their wounds and shit, honey. They just had finished pulling each other apart. So, that's when I did the interview, girls. What happened? Give me your story. So, you know, they gave their little story. Some versions didn't necessarily match the tape, but, hey, that's what you felt happened.
You would not divine Walter.
What you say, Nicole?
You was not Devon Walters in L.A.
Yeah, baby, I told you so.
This bitch was talking like Barbara ain't got nothing.
Baby, I'm Oprah. I had to go interview, and then you got Nessie Nietzsche. That's Chelsea Lately. She gets it started. So I went over there, did my little interview. The girls gave up their versions of what happened. Then later on that day, the tape comes out. And then we posted on the Facebook, and of course, I don't know. you get on there and you judge for yourself, but I don't know. I'm believing that. And so now everybody's turned into a big old, it's gotten even worse. From what I hear, you know, the girls are not finished, they want to pull a little more hair. Which is, hey, I got to the point where I ain't stopping shit. I'm not getting in shit. I'm just standing back. I don't give a damn. Because you know what? When people was all lined up in my door trying to get me, didn't nobody give a motherfucker. And I sure didn't either. I came right out, bitch. What up? But anyhow, that's that. You know what I mean? You want to be the bigger person, but it's like, how can you be the bigger person when everybody else has been so little? I can't stop everybody. I can't get in everything. You pull this person back, the other person's swinging over them. I'm not getting in that. I am not getting in that. I'm finna be 34 years old. They're not finna fuck me up. I ain't got time for it. So there you go.
Okay. Hold on.
They're talking about Josiah cashing out. No, Josiah, they're not turning my ball out in July because my security carries tasers and guns. So any bitch that wanted, you're going to get your ass beat, you're going to get handcuffed, and they're going to hold you in the hotel till the police come. Trust me. Don't try it.
God damn it.
Okay.
Hold the po-po-po.
It's already in the contract. It's already in the contract.
10338, you're live on the air. 510-338, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's Ashley. Oh, Ashley getting quiet.
She hung up. You said her name. She hung up. 209-275, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Yes, sorry, this is Tone. I'm the one that was the half the hammer, the 00 cousin.
Oh, shit, Tone with the hammer.
Call the po-po.
What you say?
No, baby, y'all know I put up my video. You know we got to get Tone's theme song. Uh-oh. Here comes
the hammer. Tone, what's going on, Tone? Because these girls out here, they're going crazy, honey.
What you
say? They said you're a non-motherfucking factor. What the fuck is going on, Tone?
Yeah, there's so much going on. My sister Ashley had got into it with Ballerina. She was scared to fight. They tried to surround us. I had to put out the hammer. The girls start screaming, running, hiding. At the end of the day, I had to stand my ground, basically, you know, like by myself and my true friends rode for me and shit. And then after that, it wasn't over, and it's still not over.
Oh, and it's still not over.
I'm going to fight the bitch that hit me in the head with the chair. I already got the girl that ran above me in the ball. But I want to get the girl that hit me with the tear.
Oh, hold on 1 minute. Ashley, what's going on, Ashley?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can,
yeah.
Ashley. What's the tea, girl?
Oh, yeah. The dirty ass has got to try to attack me, girl. The Escada tried to attack me after I sat ballerina, after they said 007 stays. She tried to attack me. She was so pressed, I blew her a kiss, and she tried to attack me. And they got their ass beat.
Where the fuck is Miss Ballerina?
Yeah.
I need her on this line. Somebody
Ballerina's
somebody
not even in the video. Look at the video. Ballerina's not in the video when you see it, Kelly. Look at the video.
Oh, no. Miss Ballerina.
Why Ballerina in the video?
She was on the side.
It
was very dark. I couldn't see her. It was very dark.
They said
Ooh,
she hit it, honey. They said she had no time to be. Baby, it's a mess. So, are y'all girls, is this over with, honey?
Girl, of course it's not over with, girl, because if you look at the video, it's an ugly boy with a red hat on. He threw a chair at me. And if you see, I ducked right when he threw the chair. When I catch him, I don't give a fuck if it's at his mama's funeral. Like
girl,
I said on Facebook, I'm going to be his motherfucking ass.
Hey, well, this is what I want to tell y'all, right? This is what I want to tell y'all.
I don't care if it's his
mama's
funeral.
This is what I want to tell y'all. Next function is coming up in L.A.
I don't fight a boss.
Okay, I know.
I didn't
want to
fight
that
boss.
Is coming over. Y'all gonna
it's
do
gonna
something.
This weekend. Kelly,
I'm gonna watch
listen, hold on, listen to me. The next function in LA is Devon's ball. I'm gonna be out there on the 1st to the 7th. Okay, so
yeah,
if y'all gonna tear it,
yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna be out there from the 1st to the 7th, and I'm coming to all the clubs and everything. So if y'all gonna tear it down at the club, tell somebody to come over and tap me and let me know Kelly if I can hold that, because I'm gonna have my big camera. And I wanna record it all, because, bitch, I'm not gonna miss a beat, bitch.
Yes.
Okay.
I need it.
Oh, baby,
it's a big thing.
I don't fight at balls. Let's not fuck with divine function like y'all did y'all own. Let's have a good time at the ball. Girl, it's going to be plenty of functions that weekend. We'll see each other. Just don't bring that shit to the ball, because I'm a lady and I don't do that, but...
Oh, you'll gag if you bring that shit to my ball, because like I said, security will lock you up and hold you until the police get there, and they won't be far. What's already in the contract.
Hey,
bitch, remember,
we already
in B&B
some hoes at another park.
Remember,
I wonder where Miss Ballerina's at, the girls, the other girls out here on the radio. They said what it was, Miss Thing. They said Miss Ballerina was nowhere to be found, Miss Thing. When she started throwing shit, Miss Thing, she ducked out, Miss Thing, and she was hiding. So where is the motherfucking Scottish, Miss Thing?
You saw Ballerina out there. What's that right now?
Somebody just sent me a Yahoo across my Yahoo, and they gave the very, so Father Ricky has not learned from Atlanta when he got his face cut, Miss Thing.
Wow.
There you go.
Well,
no, Ricky did learn from Atlanta,
because
Ricky didn't fight not one time through this whole thing. Ricky did not fight. Ricky did not fight, so maybe he did learn something from Atlanta, because he showed in swing.
Oh, my God, but what I tell you, baby, the girls in L.A., they get it crumped, honey. They got it crumped, honey. I gagged at that video. When that video came across my phone, it was Saturday morning. It was Sunday morning. It was actually Sunday morning, 4:45 Sunday morning, and I had woke up out of my hotel room from my coma in D.C., and it said, you got a new message on Facebook. And I checked that on my phone, and I said, wow! Bitch, as soon as I finished watching the video, immediately I called my sister Devon, but she did not answer the phone. But as soon as she seen my missed call and she woke up, she called me back, mistake, and I was gagging at all of this stuff. I said, damn, I should have been in L.A., mistake, because that party I was at on Saturday in D.C. was whack, bitch. But L.A.,
Kelly.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story, they still never fought.
Leslie Redmond has something to say.
I mean, it's pretty clear to me, you know what I'm saying?
Kelly, Kelly,
yes?
I got Ricky on my other line. He wants you to call him because he can't get into the, you know, the queue.
Oh, no. Do I hear my mother, Leslie?
Tell Ricky to call in right now, and I'm going to have switchboard clear the line.
Okay.
And right now, the lines are being cleared to make way for Father Ricky to call in. You're on the line, honey.
Call him right now.
Call him now. From the East Coast, Miss Thing, and y'all just listening, Miss Thing. Y'all gonna have to listen from a computer, Miss Thing, because I'm getting rid of all you. I'm gonna have a switchboard get all rid of all you girls from the East Coast, honey. I need to make room for the West Coast girls.
Because baby, when I tell you, it's popping.
Yes, honey. Yes. Oh, hold on. Is this Father Ricky Escada?
We're going to learn how to do it like human beings. Y'all spoke about them. Let them speak. Whoever just Ashley, don't say nothing, and you say whatever when he is done. Because the callers can't hear, and I damn sure can't either when everybody start yelling.
That's right. Hello. Pow, pow, baby. Pow, pow.
Hello.
So go ahead, Father Scott. Go ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, like all that Facebook banging, like I'm in L.A. First of all, so all that shit happened in Atlanta. It was a lesson learned the first time. Never did I. And I was not scared. I still hold my ground. And the reason why I didn't fight this weekend is because nobody called my face. Did nobody fight me. The only person that wants to fight me is supposed to be Lovey and her little ghost squads or whatever, her son that's supposed to be coming to get me. Then not one person walked up to me. That was my bar. I have real family there. I made sure my sisters were straight. Did no fucking body come disrespect me, nor try to hit me with anything. That's why I didn't fight. Mind you, so everybody that wanted to fight for Revlon, I asked them who they want to fight. I brought my kids over there on a one-on-one. We don't have to jump. We don't have to go to the Vines ball. That's the reason why people don't go to balls now, is to go turn it out. I'm not about to spend X, Y, Z money and then leave in like 15 minutes. So I did tell these girls that when the Revlon's had a meeting in Oakland, the girls were supposed to come back to L.A. to fight. So all the girls end up staying. And Ashley, it's so funny that I never asked you to be mother because you don't look nothing. All you got is a wig and a makeup while you're trying it. First of all, second of all, sweetie, I heard the messages on Facebook that you was supposed to be in the house but never to be no mother at all. And then you give him my
daughter
to work.
I still have text messages, faggot.
Shut up, Ashley. Be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry,
faggot. Let me get this right.
You don't know my life, faggot.
Hello?
Actually, let him finish. Go ahead.
This ballerina.
Go ahead, ballerina.
Hi. Okay. I'm not about to get too much on your radio show because I got respect, but my thing is me and Ashley had numerous conversations, and she said she didn't want to fight me. We agreed not to fight each other. No one was scared. Tone is saying that he came to the fight to fight me, but yeah, he didn't approach me. We was just talking on Facebook, and he kicked
girl,
me.
Girl, I never
came
to the motherfucking fight to fight me. Don't sit up here and lie, girl. Bitch, don't lie, ballerina, bitch. If I want to talk to you, bitch, I would have fucked you. Bitch,
Listen. If we can't do this as respectful adults, then I'm going to have to mute y'all and let them say what they got to say.
You know what's going to have to happen? If you don't do it, y'all party is going to be muted until they finish, and then we're muted. Now, if y'all can't do it, because I'm going to hang out, because I'm getting ready to go to the club. So, to have my own fun.
You need to just mute them. You just need to mute them and let them girls turn and get their way, because
they're
going to blast through anyway. Just do that.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to put Tone and Ballerina. I'm going to put Tone and Ashley on mute. Ballerina and, Ricky's brother.
Well, Escada.
Ricky, go ahead.
Ballerina?
Ballerina, go finish.
Well, me and Ashley, I called Ashley because I guess everybody was saying that I was supposed to get my ass whipped and this and that. So I called her because we were supposed to be sisters. And I asked her, like, so what's the tea? Like, what are we going to do? Either we're going to fight or we're going to be good. She said, I don't know how I got to this point. I don't want to fight you. And I said, okay, well, if you don't want to fight me from here on out, you need to talk to your side and I'll talk to my side. And she said, well, you do that. And we hung up. And then all of a sudden, like, she started talking again on one of my sister's pages, Kendall, Princess Escada. And it was just, it's nonsense. Like, if it was squash, let it be squash. Like, I told Lovely, me and Ashley's beef is done. So everybody else is going in, like, it's for what? If I got to fight Ashley on a one-on-one basis for this shit to be done, then that's it. Like, I told her, if we ever came to agreement to where we fought, she's still going to be my sister afterwards because this shit is gay as fuck. I got way more shit to think about than to fight. My thing is, Ashley was talking about me behind my back, and that's when I started, and I just brung it to the ball. I put it out there in public because I'm not scared to say what I have to say. Evidently, she couldn't say nothing in my face. She had to say it over the phone or tell it to a Nietzsche. And when a Nietzsche put it out there, I put out, oh, well, she's ugly. She want to sit there and talk about me. She don't like my Vogue. She don't see my Vogue, and she don't like me. That's fine. Let me tell you how I feel about you. Period. It's nothing more to say about that. None of us are dirty. We're all clean. We all take baths. We don't go to other people's house taking baths. We always come everywhere clean. So it's like, Tone, I don't know what RB is, because we was just cool yesterday. And at the fight, you even spoke to me. So it's like, where is all this coming from? I really don't understand it. Like, all of this
are the girls' phones bugging it?
It's too many
people in it and too many people bumping them up because they was just calm. The only people that should be having something to say is my father, Ricky Escada, and Mother Leslie. That was it. That's the only beef that was supposed to be in the air right now. So it's like, and I didn't fight at the fight because Virgil told me that we're sisters and we shouldn't be fighting and we'll talk about it later. And that was it, and I left it at that. I'm not fake. If that's my sister, that's my sister. I've been down for her since day one, and if she say we don't have to fight, we ain't got to fight.
All right, man.
If I had to fight anybody, I tell everybody I should be fighting Ashley. I shouldn't be fighting nobody else, and nobody else should be fighting Ashley.
Oh.
Run up on me because I won. Let's tell the truth. Divine, please, speak up. Because I know you'll tell the truth. Speak up. I got seven. And even Lovely voted for me. And I think that's why Ashley was upset and tried to run up on me because her own Oakland representative didn't vote for her.
Mm.
Okay. Now, this is what I did see.
Okay.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
What I saw was, they said Ashley won, and then they did the vote recount, and then that's when the shit broke out. And I think within the vote recount, you ended up winning. Ballerina ended up winning, but the first count, yes, they said Ashley did win, and then Ashley turned around and walked off, and that's when everybody got the whoop, 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 whoop. But Ashley, I don't know if you saw, they did a recount because somebody was up there, and then somebody got funny and either wasn't paying attention or switched their vote or what have you, but things didn't turn out the same. But the first time they announced Ashley as the winner, and then they took it back.
Can I ask one motherfucking question right now? Why are you talking like if it was a boxing match and, bitch, it was 10 rounds and this one was announced as the winner and then the voters recounted? Kelly, I hope you get in trouble.
Maybe.
Please.
I don't know. I don't know. That's not what I don't.
Okay, well, what's your ballerina?
Hold on, Ashley.
Can I ask a question? Before you get Ashley, I want to ask a question. Wait, because this is it got to be a purpose. Did you really want to fight your sister?
I intended on fighting her. It was just everybody said that was her MO for coming to the ball. Like, I never planned on fighting her. I planned on battling her because she been wanting me at the back of the runway since I was a rebel.
Girl, I don't come to the ball to fight. I'm not ghetto like that, girl. I come to the ball to win and get money.
Okay, Ashley, you're back.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say one thing so I can get off the phone so I can go on with my life? This is Father Ricky Escada. My whole thing is, like, all that Facebook thing is, like, all that is for the birds. There's no Escada to get back on Facebook, reply to anything that happens at the ball. Like, if you're going to test us, then that's when we're going to defend ourselves. There's nobody that's in this house no punch. The reason why I didn't fight
Valerina.
In that ball, my ball got shut down and not even give much. All that Facebook shit right there, that's for the birds. We don't care about that. No excuse to get on here and just sit there and just
do
it. We have nothing to say. If y'all gonna pop us,
well,
then
catch us in charge.
I'm talking for the birds.
Baby, how y'all gonna say y'all don't got nothing to say after over 600 posts? Come on now, don't. 600
like,
posts later,
I
now we're
going
to
know
why
this
Ashley, you're back.
Hello?
Yeah?
You're back, Ashley.
Ballerina.
Yeah?
Oh, shit.
Do you have anything to say, Ashley? You're back.
All I have to say is, girl, I come to ball to walk them and to turn them into win, girl, honey.
Anyway, this is Mother Lovely West Coast motherfucking Revlon. Let's get it clear because, girl, these kids up on here telling these lies.
Oh, shit.
This is what I don't feel. Ricky always running his goddamn mouth.
Hold on, before you finish, Mother Ricky, your father, Man Prodigy, said hit him up on Facebook, please.
Huh?
Ricky, your father said, if you're still on the phone line, your father, Man Prodigy, said hit him up on Facebook, please.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Mother Revlon, finish.
Well, this is my thing.
Oh, wait, that was Man Prodigy. Wait, lovely, I'm sorry. And Prodigies, you people, y'all all, I'll be there, bitch. Man, thank you, I'll be there. I forgot, bitch, and just he was standing in front of me. Okay, lovely, go ahead.
So, you know, I just don't understand why they keep on yelling it was the Revlon. It was y'all against the 007. It had nothing to do with a Revlon until you slapped Amoya in the back of the motherfucking back with a fucking chair when she turned her back. So let's be clear how it happened, and Revlon turned around and started switching y'all asses. Come on, for real. Like, let's be real. And then, Ricky, you get on here saying, oh, I didn't do this and this and I didn't do... Ricky, you got too much fucking mouth for me. And as I explained to you over all of those posts, after you went running to that club, knowing all of them Revlons that came up to Oakland for my birthday, you walked up on Geisha, you gave Geisha too much, and then y'all gonna turn around and say y'all didn't give her too much, but it was an outsider that called me and gave me what y'all gave her. So y'all always assume that a Revlon is gonna dish the tea. It wasn't a Revlon that dished me the tea. It was an outsider. She called me and she dished me, and then I called Miss King to get it from her. So, therefore, that's what was the purpose of that post going up. You want to play games, Ricky, and you know all these kids was up here in Oakland and not in L.A., and you want to try the girls that don't fight. That's fine, Ricky. So, like I told you, you don't want no parts up here, clearly. I made that perfectly clear to you. So, therefore, I told you, I'm a female figure. So, what I'm going to do for you, like I said, I'm going to slap the shit out of every last one of your female figures. I'm going to duck one. Then you duck one of my little Revlon niggas. So that way, you will know, Ricky, when you hit one of my Revlon niggas, they going to tap your ass. Because I doubt for real that one of your female figures want to see me about anything. Because, bitch, you're a male figure. You don't want to see me.
Oh, goddamn.
Now that was true. You don't have to know me. You barely even know anything about me. Ricky, everything you do is all across the nation. Like everybody knows about
Hello.
You. You nasty punk.
Oh.
That's silly. That's fucking silly.
Okay, let Ricky talk. Go on, Ricky. Your rebuttal, Ricky.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing. Okay, first of all, if I have too much... Well, I listen to you, dude, so now you're telling you to listen to me. If I have too much, most lovely, then you should pop it. I want you to close it. Honestly, like,
baby.
Baby, Ricky, you ain't. Baby,
that's all I need.
Ricky,
I want the
you're not even bigger than me anymore, baby.
Oh, shit.
I don't know where you get all this energy from.
When are you coming? Are you coming? He comes this week. Can I get this? Because I'm right now. Don't wait. Don't wait next month. We have a whole 30 days. Please don't make me wait. I know you got your essence. It's the first tomorrow. Use your EBT. Sell that girl and get on the bus for $25.
She don't have an EBT.
My dad used to pick me up at school from in a forest. What the fuck is an EBT?
Yes.
I agree with you, baby. You know, I agree with you. You said I have an EBT card. You are correct. The girls that sell their bodies, they give me their EBT card so I can go and purchase my theme so that, therefore, I can use their EBT card. You're right, baby. I use their EBT. You pee. Mm-hmm. Can I buy your EBT card, too?
Hold on, y'all all stay right there. We got another caller, honey. 404-759, you're live on the air.
Imagery, other people, no shade.
404-759, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Basically, what I get from this is that Mother Revlon said when she sees us. Smash the shit out of him. That's what I got from this conversation.
Kelly.
Wait, say that again, Kelly. You broke up.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Kelly. Look for, I got a guess, Kelly, 404-759.
That's why I just had them on. I just hung up on them because they didn't say anything.
Oh, they was talking to me, probably.
Yeah, baby, what I get from this situation is Mother Revlon says she's going to smack any female figure in the house, Miss A, and then she's going to get Miss Ricky. This is going to be a hot mistake. I can't wait, Miss A. Let me tell you something. I can't wait. I can't wait to get to L.A.
Baby.
I cannot wait to get to L.A., Miss A. I'm going to all the clubs and everything. I'm going to be at all the clubs, and when they say...
For the Unity picnic, I think I might just go ahead and get boxing gloves and let the girls do it the right way.
I don't get it. You know what the really gagger is? I don't get that anybody on here really want to fight. I don't get that. I don't get that anyone. I get that everybody wants to have a position. Everybody want to feel like you, Devon. I don't get that because if it really, really was like that, all of the people that's on this phone that didn't fight would have fought. So I really don't think that it's really, I think it was a done, and that just coming up here on the radio tonight, I think that's all a big show as well. And I don't really think I'm going to get or hear anything. And I really hope I don't because it seems like them two children were sisters. So, I mean, I don't get that. I just get a bunch of fucking people just trying to keep drama.
You'll see a whole lot different.
He coming if I got to see that. I want you to know. I ain't coming to watch a bunch of motherfucking female figures jump around with butch queens and stuff. I'm not doing that because there's nothing cute about it. There's no meaning to it. We don't have a meaning afterwards.
Nicole is on, Nicole.
The callers are going to mute that. Mute them callers. And let me say something. Mute those callers. Okay, 404-759. You could come forth.
Hello?
Mute them, Kelly.
That's what I see.
Okay, go ahead. It's just me, you, and Devon, and your caller.
Go ahead. And the caller is?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Okay, listen, as I'm sitting here listening to this hour and a half of bullshit on this line, I understand what the show is about in the presence of the show, and sometimes you do recaps of, you know, the past weekend and everything. But, you know, as I'm listening to most of the children on the line, and if they are still listening, please do not take this as disrespect, but most of them sound illiterate. That's number one. Number two, it is ridiculous how everybody gets on this radio show and talk about how this one was fighting and this one wants to fight and that one wants to fight and that one wants to fight, and then people talking about how somebody's not a femme queen and somebody's not a butch queen. You don't know what I do in my real life. Obviously, a lot of people are not living life, because if you're living life, you will move on from all of this and you will worry about going to school or going to work the next day. Then you have to worry about getting ready for the next fall. Yes, sometimes we're attacked and we have to protect ourselves and everything like that, but this is becoming really ridiculous. And then early in the show, you preach about wanting to make change in a ballroom. You want to make change in a ballroom? Do not allow this bullshit on your show.
Do not allow these children to come up here and express themselves in these obscene ways that is just ridiculous. Okay? They want to be on Facebook and do that shit. You let them do that shit on Facebook. This is not what y'all are supposed to be. Are supposed to be legends in the boardroom, and you allow this bullshit to come on the radio station? Let me tell y'all something. From this day forward, and like I told y'all the other day, there will be a change in the ballroom. And I don't give a fuck who doesn't like it, and I hope that the leaders, quote-unquote, and legends and icons and Hall of Famers will be on the side, because it's not going to be one person changing the ballroom. It has to be a conglomerate of people changing the ballroom. And not people just talking about changing the ballroom, but absolutely changing the ballroom. And I will not stand for this bullshit, because the ballroom is no longer fun. This shit is stupid. To hear this children, and I don't care if you're on the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, uptown, downtown, I don't really give a fuck. All this shit that comes on this radio station, and these children that don't even really know what ballroom life is about, get on this bullshit radio station and talk this dumb shit about fighting and everything like that, you take that shit home and you do that shit at home. We don't want to hear all of that. And the people that do want to hear that shit, text your girlfriend and send each other the emails or the videotapes and everything like that. And get on Facebook, because y'all made Facebook a ridiculous place, and now the radio station is becoming ridiculous listening to this dumb shit. We like to listen to the radio station for entertainment. That shit that just went on an hour and a half is not entertainment. Those people are crazy. Okay? And everybody else that involves in that is crazy. Just like if it happens over here, that shit is crazy. We're talking about making a change in the ballroom scene. Don't put that shit on your radio station. They want to talk about that shit. You want to get the tea from certain people, you invite certain people on your show, and once they start to get carried away, you cut them off this motherfucking show. Because this shit is really out of control now. For real. How is change going to come and we're glorifying this shit? We're listening to these illiterate children on this radio station. Probably can't even write a complete sentence. And like I said, I'm not being disrespectful to any of them that are expressing how they feel and what's going on and stuff like that, because everybody has a right to express how they feel. But conduct yourself in some sort of manner where you are speaking properly and get your point across. Don't get up here and sound like a bunch of fucking idiots. We're already a society that is looked down upon, one, because of our sexuality, two, because of the diseases that's running rampant in everybody, and three, now because you're illiterate and you cannot formulate a proper sentence. Cut it out. For real. You want to walk balls and walk balls, and that's it. You don't like me and I don't like you. We can argue. Just don't touch me. If it comes to the point where y'all have to fight, y'all fight and let go. You give an ass kicking just like you can take one. That shit on the video, and y'all got this shit all over the videos and everything like that, and all over streaming and everything, people fighting and hitting each other with fucking chairs and all this and all. That is somebody's child you are trying to hurt.
Well.
Like, the shit that just happened. Well, what?
Hold on, Pumpkin. I was going to go ahead, let you finish, and then I'll get my way.
Wait. Don't pumpkin him. That's not your pumpkin. Don't do that.
Be quiet, Nicole. Be quiet. I understand what you're saying, but please do not refer to me as Pumpkin. My name is James or Father. Either one that you want to call me.
Okay, James. Sorry, baby.
Okay? Thank you. And I'm not being disrespectful to you. I'm just saying.
Okay. We're going to move on and go ahead and let you do your thing. I don't want to be disrespectful myself.
Right. So, you know, this shit is really ridiculous. Cut this shit out. For real. Come on, people. We're all adults here. Everybody wants to be treated like adults from 18 and over. We can act like an adult. And we don't get with the respect as an adult. Sure, we like the gossip. Sure, we like the tea. Sure, we like the drama. But let's draw a line in the sand somewhere, people. This is really becoming really too much. Really too much. For real. You want to read and stuff, call each other on your own cell phones and go off and all that, and your girlfriend to tell it to you, and somebody else to tell it to you, and somebody else to tell it to you, and somebody else to tell it to you, and everybody will know. This bullshit has really got to stop. This shit is just totally out of fucking control at this point.
Okay.
Now, go ahead, because I don't know your name. What's your name?
Divine.
Oh, that was you, Divine?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I was just going to say that. No, I don't glorify it, but I damn sure will point it out, because somebody has to say something. I've said things for so long, so of course I'm going to laugh and I'm going to point it out. I'm going to make my mockery out of it, because there's only so many times you can tell people not to do something, so then you become the laughing stock. You want to get out there and look like a clown, I'm going to laugh at your motherfucking ass.
Right.
I don't give a damn. So therefore,
right.
I'm not glorifying
right.
I don't want nobody to think I glorify it, because I ain't
no,
told
not,
nobody.
No, not
no,
at
no,
all.
No,
not
I'm
at
not
all.
Saying, no, no, no. I just want to put this out there for period. Yes, I will. I will. I definitely will go get the tea. I definitely will ask, and I definitely will get the answers. But in the end, I tell your ass to go out there and do that shit. I didn't tell you to do a damn thing. So if that's what you're going to do, if you're putting on the show, I'm going to give you the applause.
Right. But see, just like how you came on in the beginning and you explained what was going on and what you saw in your interpretation, right? That was it wasn't carrying on. You said what you said and everything. When everybody else got on, it became a circus, a free-fall for all. That's what I'm talking about, drawing the line. If somebody comes up and says what's going on, and somebody says this and somebody says that, all right, fine. But all that shit that just went on in the past, an hour and a half with those children talking about, oh, you a butch queen of drags and you are still a man and you can't cut it and fuck you, bitch, and then my Revlon's is going to tap that ass and you tap me on my shoulder, I'm going to beat all your fem queens and all this and all that. Listen, all of that is unnecessary. That's who I'm directing it to. It's unnecessary. And Kelly and them and stuff like that, what I'm saying is, and I'm not blaming Kelly and all of them, what I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to make a point here. When that starts to go on and stuff like that, y'all have the power to cut that person off. And then you let somebody that's talking with sense, as Devon was in the beginning, continue to talk. Or somebody that wants to come up here and talk rationally or even have a debate with the other person, that's fine. Please look up the definition, not to you, Devon, to those children, please look up the definition of a debate and know what it is. And then you know how to conduct a debate, an argument, a discussion. Because this shit is crazy. Come on. Yeah, like I said before, we laugh at it, we kiki at it, we tell our girlfriends, we share videos and stuff like that. That's fine and stuff. But and at some point, we do have to draw the line. Like, you know, this shit is getting out of hand or whatever. One day, God forbid, we're going to be at a ball with a bitch really pull out a motherfucking gun and shoot a bitch in her head and give you gag, bitch, gag, bitch. And we all standing there like, oh, shit, she just got shot. Now it's going to come to that point. And this it shouldn't. It's what I'm saying. It's really getting out of hand now.
I'm not being like this. I'm not that.
No.
Something has to give.
For
real.
Something.
This shit is ridiculous. I mean, it's only so much that you can do. You can't control everybody like that. I mean, you try.
No, we,
I mean,
we can't control, but we can put our input on those that will listen to us.
And you can't control, but we cannot allow in our presence. You cannot allow. He can have a ball, and I can have a ball. And I can, like you said, you come in there with that shit, you're being tased, whatever, and you're going to be put there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right there stopping and letting them know that you are not welcome to come in here and ruin my ball. So when
not
everybody
not,
get on one
not,
page
not,
like
not,
he was
not
saying.
Not even that. Wait a minute, Nicole. Not
I just make
not,
sure
not,
that
not.
I make sure that when I throw a ball, I make sure that I have security in there that's going to do some shit to you to make
right.
me wish you never
right.
ever came in that ball and just
right.
get
exactly.
out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Kabuki trash that'll snatch you up by your neck, throw you into the wall, drag you outside, bump you up a little bit,
that,
and then throw you out the function. That's how it goes.
Right.
So if
exactly.
you want to my function
exactly.
and do that, bro, go ahead. You put on the show, you're going to get the applause. We're going to laugh
right.
and they drag you all through that motherfucker right out the door and throw you down the stairs.
Exactly.
So okay. And that's what you want to see. If you want everybody to see that happen to you, go ahead and do it at the Legends Ball. I dare you. And I'm begging them to tase you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even to block anybody from coming. You know, that troublemaker's coming. Listen, you know what's going to happen if you cut up tonight. You enter into your own risk. Like we play video games, play at your own risk. You enter into your own risk, and you know what happens. But what I'm saying is, if we can control as much of it as we can from just going overboard, let's try. And you're right, Devon, we can't control everybody. And everybody's not going to listen to us. We're not biologically everyone's parents. We're nobody's parents in the ballroom, really, biologically. You know what I'm saying? We all are honestly grown men and women, and we're adults, but we are friends. You know what I'm saying?
And it gets
and
to a point of how you expect people to respect you and like you or love you, and they don't even respect, like, or love themselves. They don't like what they see in the mirror, and that's why they come
and
out here.
And that's what I'm
talking
about. And that's
and
what I'm talking about.
And
they
exhibit that behavior and do what they do to their bodies and, you know, as you know, and abuse their bodies with drugs, sex, and all that. They don't like themselves. So they want to come out and show everybody how much they hate themselves. Go for it, bitch. Go for it. Cut your fucking throat. I don't give a damn.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 917-693. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey.
Come on, chill out. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you.
That don't sound too well.
What'd you say?
That don't sound too well.
I said thank you, baby. I'm sitting in the mirror. I'm painting my face to get ready to go out.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say this.
That's Keisha.
Jane has hit it on the dot. If y'all want to change the scene and change the boardroom politics, all this negativity, all this fighting has to cease. If it continues, no one's going to want to come out. That's the bottom line. No shade. I'm keeping it real. If y'all don't like politics and proof, all this violence has to stop.
It does. It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. It's going too far.
It's cute to Kiki gossip once and all, but if y'all want people to come out and support the violence, because nobody wants to get hurt, nobody wants to get killed, nobody wants to get stabbed, no one wants their eyeballs coming out, nobody wants to get stabbed and be on YouTube, oh, so-and-so got stabbed, her face is all cut up. Nobody wants that.
But check this out. Nobody wants to pay their $30 and the ball was over in 15 minutes. I know nobody liked when they came to the Icon Ball and shit it over in 2 hours. And we didn't, you know, because of a fight and they don't get through their category. So I know how I feel if I go to a ball and especially if I'm traveling a distance and the ball is over because of this big commotion or whatever like that. And it's just over. You know what I'm saying? And somebody is hurt or somebody is going to jail. You know, it's just ridiculous at this point. You know what I'm saying? The balls are not.
I just feel so sorry for the kids now because they didn't get to experience the glorified balls that we went to. I mean, it was balls we went to that had so many hot moments, hot people, positive things going on. I just feel sad that they, and I try my best to try to give that back to them. And when I throw a ball, I want to give that quality of ball that I'll be trying to throw a ball, the balls that I went to when I was 19 and 20 and 21, you know what I mean? And the things that were going on then. It was something to see. Like now,
Even back then, you know, there were fights. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it was the best time. There were major fights and stuff. But
it was still a lovely function, though. Like, you got to go
to a
function.
It was a lovely function. And I just want the kids of today to go and have fun. Whether you win or you lose, you pay your $30, you want to have some sort of fun. You can argue, you can fuss and fight. Like I said, everybody's going to be a rival, everybody's going to be enemies, everybody's not always going to agree. That's okay. Sometimes arguing can be very healthy. But
that's what makes it hot. You cheer for your girl and they cheer for it.
Right.
Ballroom should be treated like any other sport, basketball, soccer, anything.
Right.
These people in the
crowd
are not fighting when the person on the field doesn't win. So neither, you know, but these people don't have that sportsmanship. They don't have that sportsmanship because it takes a little integrity and intelligence to have sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Kelly. This is brother. But yeah, at the same time, like, I've been the ball scene since 2005. And throughout, like, the whole creativity and the expression of self, like, that's all good. And besides, like, the bullshit, the fighting and all that stuff, I think there's too much political that involves in it. And no one today, from my view, recognizes the true art in someone's performance or creativity. There's too much politics that's involved. There's too much of girlfriend bullshit.
The girlfriend bullshit has been existing since day one.
Absolutely. But, like, to really, if you really, like, knock down, like, really analyze someone's creativity and how original they're being, then the girlfriend bullshit doesn't even matter.
Right, exactly.
So if you're a person that is really so substantial within yourself, you're going to recognize how someone's hard work stands over your girlfriend. So they really recognize how someone really brings it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you know, that's always been the case. That's been one of the most difficult obstacles that we've tried to get over since I've been coming to balls. And I've been going to balls for 23 years. You know, so
I've watched you, Kelly.
It's always been going on and on.
I apologize. Daddy James. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry, Daddy.
This is bad. But no, it was still at all. But yeah, I agree with you. But we just, you know, I just hope that everybody at some point come to a medium with just, let's start with the violence first. Let's start with that. Let's try to have some sort of fun. Let's try to go out of state and enjoy ourselves when we visit other cities and stuff like that. And, you know, we there for the weekend and we're touring around the cities and we're hanging out and stuff like that. You know, who wants to go to the club and the club is packed and all of a sudden everybody's spilling out the club because the club is being laced or bottles are being thrown or kids are getting hit by a car in the parking lot or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, let's do it.
But then the other thing is you got to – it's not just ballroom. These kids don't get along, and they know the only place they're going to see that bitch is at the ball.
Right.
So,
no, that's true. I agree.
The other thing is a lot of these people are even fighting about half the time at a ball is not even about the ball. But they know that's just the only place they're going to catch that girl.
And
they want to publicly embarrass people. I mean, a lot of people would rather fight you in front of everybody as opposed to just go ahead and set it up to go around the corner where it's just you and them in the alley. No, they don't want that. Easy to get that. They want to go. They want everybody to see you get your ass passed.
Everybody
to see what they do to you. So
true.
That's what it is. That's people. They're choosing balls to make their moments.
True. I guess that's the only way they feel they can become legend.
Right. Or have a legendary moment, and you ain't never going to rip the runway, so you want to rip this bitch on the runway or in front of the runway or the side of the runway, regardless of the fact. A lot of the shit has nothing to do with ballroom half the time. It'd be over a boy, some BGC shit, some Facebook shit, or some, you know, all that good shit. It's like, what do you do in those cases? I mean, it's like, it's all about what the house parents really install in there. Because you damn right, my kids is not going to do that shit. I ain't having that shit.
Right.
Y'all not going to do that unless somebody just really went too far and it's inevitable.
Right. And that's true.
No.
And like you said, sometimes it's not just the ballroom. And that goes for not just the ballroom parents, I mean, the house parents, but it goes for your friends. Your friends should be telling you, maybe we could do this a different time, or bitch, watch out, like, this is really carrying on. You know what I'm saying? Like, your friends, would it be bad is that sometimes the friends are encouraging the violence. You know what I'm saying? But that, to me, is just a punk bitch that really wants something done and can't do it themselves. And you have to realize when a bitch is using you, you know what I'm saying, to do their dirty work, because there's a lot of homos that are like that. You know, they use a bitch, set a bitch up, put a lot of shit in the bitch head and be like, this, that, and third. And the bitch started getting amped your girlfriend up even more and more and more and more, and then something happens. Boom. I.E. Nicole, you know. Kelly, Devon, I'm sure you've seen girls. You're like, that bitch called you, and she said, blah, 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 blah. Your girlfriend
did
a real amped up.
I think the other thing is parents not being honest with their kids. They sit here and tell them, you're turning it, you're beat, you're this, you're that. And it's not necessarily true. I know you want to install confidence, but let's make it a truthful confidence.
And Nicole,
so they tell them that. These people get out there and they think that they're beating their all that. And when somebody gets truthful with them, they're crushed. And then next thing you know, they're angry and it turns into.
Exactly. Because Nicole can tell you, and any one of my kids can tell you, whether they're in my house or not, if you look fierce, I'm going to tell you, you look fierce. And you should have got stopped, or you should have lost, or you better not walk, because if you walk and I'm on the panel, I'm going to chop you, because you look fierce.
And my kids, I don't jump up every time you get chopped. Sometimes, I don't feel like maybe you should have been a chop, but you didn't make it undeniable. So if you don't make it undeniable, I'm not jumping up to go argue about that.
Right.
Come on now.
Exactly.
A chop is like,
exactly.
A chop is like a
beat-up. I tell my kids that all the time. Ahead,
and they look at you like, why you didn't do nothing? Or why you, girl, I'm not going to stop up there and act stupid every time you do that. And a lot of people don't realize
exactly.
The chop can go by real quick if you don't say nothing. But when you make a moment out of it, everybody remembers that time you got your ass chopped.
Exactly. Because I tell my kids that all the time. If you get chopped, I'm not walking up to the panel. For what? The chop is already settled. It's already done. The moment has passed. You got
chopped. Unless I know it's just really some shitty shit going on, then I'm going to be like,
Exactly. Exactly. And people will know. A lot of times, I'm usually going to bat for somebody else in a different house because they got chopped, because I know it's shade that my kids are getting chopped. You got chopped. You didn't bring it right. You look fierce. You got chopped.
Okay.
They know it, and don't turn to me and ask me nothing. And then a lot of times, a lot of times house parents are on the runway, and they're watching, why did I get chopped, and why did this one get chopped? It's not a point about why. You just got chopped. Let it go, come back to the next one, and do it right. If you really want to know, wait until after the ball, approach the person that chopped them, in a respectful manner and be like, oh, you know, what was it that you think that you feel that they wasn't turning? Because I sit on panels, excuse me, and I look in the crowd and I see somebody lean over, oh, I'm going to make that bitch gag. She's going to chop my house. I'm going to make that bitch gag and all this. Why are you making – you're already gagging because your house got chopped. So the gag has already been done. So now you want somebody else to gag because your house got chopped. It's not going to make them win for that night, and it's not may not make them win for the next bowl. It might make it worse because that's when it gets personal. And people are friends, and so when your friend is on the panel, you know somebody tried your girlfriend, you might be on that panel and get ready, you know what, she tried my girlfriend, I'm chopping her. You know what I'm saying? And then that's where it gets twisted. And that has to stop. So these kids are not on here talking about, oh, I'm going to fuck this one up, I'm going to fuck that one up, I'm a bad. Like, Devon, I was hearing you, and I was listening to you, and I was like, shit, all that shit went on in L.A.? Like, I seen the clip a little bit, and I was like, whoa, and I had seen Tony this week, and I was like, you seen what the Rob Walls was doing? He was like, yeah, I seen it. I'm like, yo, what's going on? And then, you know, and why? Come on, people, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't want it to be like, you know, because they got enough heat off of that whole. No, I'm not directed into the red lines either. I'm not directed into the red lines.
It really,
right.
The red lines, like she said, they came in secondary because it really was a 007, a Scotta thing, and then the
right.
girl, the red line girl got hit with the chair, and then here they
right.
came. They
by all
the
means,
floor.
Retaliation. Right, by all means, retaliation. But I just used an example. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying, like, and see how I use the Revlon and not knowing that it started with somebody else, but you see how perception could be used
right.
and be, give off false information. You know what I'm saying? That somebody could perceive something that's not even true. That's why it has to calm
but
down. Because
okay, Revlon, let that be a motherfucking note to your ass. When the fight break out, you watch it from a distance. As soon as they got the scrap, and we all backed into the wall and said, let them go.
Right.
You bitches, don't be trying to get all up on these bitches and go, you better get your binoculars and watch from a safe distance.
Shit. It's crazy. It really has to, it has to die down. It has to stop, people, like, because this is how we treat, this is what goes on. And this is a prime example of where they say black people or people of color in general cannot get together, and we sit around and we read white Caucasians, or we read the Asians, or we wonder why West Indians don't like American black people and stuff like that, because of the way we act. We don't know how to come together on certain things and make it better for us, because it's about us. It's ours. We don't know how to treat good things.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with that, because every race does that shit. It's just black people don't
yeah.
have to do that shit under the rug.
Does it.
Black people are not easily
embarrassed,
so they don't sweep shit under the rug. Because white folks, they'll sweep that shit under the rug so quick, you'll never know what happened. You'll be like, I just see a bike in
my
left rear view mirror,
point.
And, you know, these bitches be pulled around the corner somewhere, getting dusted off and combing their hair back out, coming out like
nothing
happened.
That's my point, though. It's all about
you. Okay, y'all, we got another caller, 404-549. You're live on the air. 404-549, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. So, James, you came up here, you lost. You shuck up the show. I couldn't even tell the girls what happened with the fight in Miami.
I'm sorry,
What happened in Miami?
See, if you tell it because you're reporting it, it's not a whole bunch of people yelling and screaming and threatening each other. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and tell
me. I know these girls are calling, but Josh Malone and the Garcons get into it, girls, in Miami at Club Space, honey. Baby, they said the Garcons was trying to jump Josh, honey. They said Donald Mizrahi and this child, they bucked up in it. It was just a whole big chaos in Miami, honey, and they wore Miss Josh out, and it was just a mess, and it was a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh,
I just feel
no.
bad to these. I just
they
feel bad to these girls.
Josh.
These girls keep attacking Josh like that.
I don't know. I'm there for that last one. I pulled them girls off of Josh. Me and Milan was like, uh-uh, that's enough. Come on now. Well, they said they got him again, honey.
It was a big mess at the club, honey, and then it spilled over to the next day at the hotel and everything.
I know why, because that white lady's mouth, she reads, baby, and they be
She reads, so they be trying to push the words back in. They want her to shut the fuck up because she reads. Boots, she got a little, yes, Josh, she got the little, you know, she got the little nasty horn on her, baby. That bitch will read the fuck out you. And the bitch will be like, uh-uh, she needs her ass whooped.
Yes, they said it was a big thing. They said it was like 15 garçons on her mistake, and they gave her that club, and they said that the girls tried to help her mistake, and the girls that tried to help her got their ass whooped and everything. It was a mess.
It was really a mess. They have to jump there, because that face, bitch, I've seen her. She can actually box. That bitch can box. Josh can actually box. No shame. One-on-one, that bitch, she can box. I've seen her tear up some shit. I was like, oh. Whoa.
Yes, it's just been a mess. I don't know how true this is. I don't know how true this is. It came across my Yahoo message. They gave the very Shannon Khan is no longer Aurora Mother of the House of Khan. She is now Aurora Mother 007. I don't know how true this is. I have to call my sources.
I don't know about that.
You got to say Monica is overall Mother 007. That Monica.
Oh, well, Monica, well, they said Shannon has joined her.
Ooh. Shannon, why, girl?
I don't know, honey. It came across my Yahoo. I just came out the bathroom from putting my contacts on and putting
it
my lash on, and I see
it
in my Yahoo message.
Was
so,
it a valuable
I don't know.
Source, sister? Was it a valuable source? Well, I mean, who, yeah.
It was a viable source that sent it to me. It was one of my sources that gave me all my beats and things. So it was definitely a viable source, honey. Ozone Way.
Oh,
honey,
damn, Will.
Somebody has to just text. Somebody just text the red phone. You know, it comes across and saying, honey, somebody text me and told me it's not true. But I know it's true because my source that sent me on Yahoo is a reliable source that sends me all my tea and gives me all my information, honey. They told me about the fight at Space, Miss Thing. They told me about the girls on the nude beach, Miss Thing, taking pictures and sucking dick. I'm not going to put y'all girls' names out there that were sucking those real dicks. Y'all girls that were sucking those raw dicks on the beach, Miss Thing, but my photographer was definitely on the beach and got pictures of you girls sucking the raw dicks on the beach, Miss Ballroom Queen. And yes, I have the pictures, but I'm not going to put y'all girls' names out there, but I know who y'all are, Miss Thing. Y'all like it raw. Y'all like to suck it raw.
Oh, my God. Yes, TMZ.
Honey.
That's a
photo. Yes, it's a mess, honey. I'm just gagging at these girls and saying, that's why I went to D.C., honey, because they said D.C. was safe. They said if you went to Miami, Miami was nothing but STDs and all type of SIDs. So that's why I went to D.C.
No thanks.
Baby, yes. I am too blessed to be stressed, honey. No, honey. And all you motherfucking bitches out there that don't like me and don't see me and everything, bitch, I don't know a fuck because y'all bitches are a non-motherfucking factor, faggot, bitch. What the fuck?
Baby.
Honey. And my sister, Nicole, was motherfucking sitting in her white motherfucking dress on fucking Sunday at the Fox Chin with her motherfucking short haircut, Miss Thang. When I tell you, Miss Thang, she has really came into her mother and her lady, Miss Thang. I never know my sister to be in dresses and heels, but she was sitting in that white dress, Miss Thang. The makeup was on, Miss Thang. Her lash was on. She had her clutch and everything, and she carried herself just like a lady, Miss Thang. And I am so proud of her, Miss Thang. I love my sister.
Kelly, when are we doing the date thing again, girl? I need a new piece. We need to be pushing that.
Yeah, we got to do that. Being that James said what he said, I'm going to announce and I'm going to second that I am not going to be a part of it, and I'm not going to allow them to go back and forth. If you're going to tell the tea and you want to give us a gossip, fine, but we're not going to sit up here and have the boxing match on the show. So when could we do that as well, Kelly? Remember the dating game. Baby?
Yes, I want that
email. Email me, baby.
Baby,
you know.
Yes, y'all hit me with a dirty bitch, though. I mean, I'm going to say, oh, my God, did I say that?
we can definitely start the dating game back in September. Today is May 31st, Sonny. It's the last couple of hours of my motherfucking birthday, and this is the last motherfucking Tuesday night show. The show will only be on Monday nights to recap the ball, and the only way the show is going to come on Tuesday or Wednesday if it's something hot, 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 hot to make me want to sit here in the house on a motherfucking Tuesday or Wednesday night in the summertime. Only on Monday.
The only way that show is coming on is if you girls give out a good box.
No, I'm just playing.
Yes, that's the only way the show is going to come on, Miss Thing. And it's like total mayhem, Miss Thing. Other than that, Miss Thing, we only on Monday nights, and I'm going to be here every Monday night to recap all the balls and the weekends and all the madness and the teas that I get. If something else does change during Tuesday or Wednesday, I will send out a major email blast to everybody and let them know. But starting next week, we only on 4 times a month, every Monday, and that's it. Until September. And then we're going to come back in September. Myself and Rodney and Nicole will be here with the ball recaps. We will have What the Fuck Tuesday in the dating game on motherfucking Tuesday.
Can we get a
web
call Wednesday?
On Wednesday night, Nicole and Lisa has just signed up and said they're going to do Ladies Night and a positive shows, Miss Thing. And hopefully on that night, honey, I can get my sister Jasmine out of retirement, Miss Thing, to come back, Miss Thing, and run the switchboard so Nicole and Lisa can do their thing, Miss Thing. And I'm not going to have anything to do with it. I'm not coming on the show that night. I'm not going to run the switchboard. I'm not going to do anything because that's why Nicole quit last time. So hopefully we get Jasmine back only on Wednesday nights to do that for Nicole and Lisa. And I'll lay in my bed and be a lady and listen to the show on Thursday on, the iCast.
Very nice.
So, yes, that's our lineup starting in September. And it's going to be fun. We're going to give y'all a whole bunch of, we're going to give y'all the drama. We're going to give y'all the drama. We're going to give y'all the mess. And we're going to also give y'all the positive. We're going to give y'all Jerry Springer, Ricky Lake, Oprah, and Ellen all wrapped up in motherfucking one. Oh, hold on. I got another caller in the last 5 minutes. 704-737. You're live on the air.
Shannon.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
Hey,
how are you?
What's going on?
I just want to say, Nicole, you are going to still be a con. You're not going nowhere.
I'm still going to be
quiet. You're not going
No. I want to say to you, if you there, I am. And to the whole America. And Shannon, don't get the fuck out of there. I will not be there.
You're not going
anywhere. And after that, Shannon, I'm going to give you something for your body, your mind, and your soul. But you couldn't do nothing. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye, girl. You're going out this house, and now you're off this show.
It don't matter.
Dismiss her, Kelly.
Thank you.
Dismiss her.
Every damn day, bitch. Don't play with me.
Oh my God!
So Nicole, we got 4 minutes left into the show, Miss Thing. I might have to give the girls an extra 10 minutes, Miss Thing.
Well, yeah, I understand that she said it. I'm staying because she's going. That's that.
Oh, okay.
And no weapon, nothing that you can do to me. Many people have tried, and all of them have failed. I stand in the same place, and I'm still doing the same thing. God bless you. I loved you when I came, and now I'm loving you when you go on.
She said she's going to make your life a living hell, sister.
Let me tell you something, baby. I'm not convinced or not the least bit impressed. Shannon is a little child to me. I am grown. She's been out 5 years. I've been out 17 years. I'm not even going to dignify this with a response. She said I'm not going nowhere because she is, and that's that. And I'm not going any more further about my house and anything else. Bottom line, when she came up here, she said it. I'm staying because she got to go. If she stays, I'm going. I'm leaving. Kelly, get your stuff. We are going out, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do what you need to do. I'm still standing. Good night.
No, I need to interview you, Nicole. Let me interview you about this. Come on.
Nicole has now left the mother. Let me
interview you, girl. I want the tea.
Baby, she has left the building, honey. Hold on, we have another caller, honey. The next caller that I have is 09.
209275,
you're live on the air.
Uh-oh. They like to play the radio on that number.
I don't know. I don't know what has happened. Baby, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Nicole,
it's not what I thought.
I want to interview Nicole.
Well, hold on. I don't know what I thought, honey. So call back in here. I need to get the whole thing because, you know, I can't have argument. So call back in here. I got a couple of minutes while my husband is still getting ready, honey. Call back in here. I'll give y'all a few more minutes while my husband gets dressed because I have to get to the club, Miss Thing. It's my birthday party tonight at Esco's, Miss Thing. I got to get to the club. So I'll give y'all a few more minutes. Call back in here right now. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes, honey. Bitch, I want to know, y'all, it's not what I thought. I want to know, what is it then? So what is it? Because, baby, it seems like it's big fucking juice.
Oh, my God, what happened?
I don't know. Nicole said if she's there, she's gone, Miss Day. I don't know what happened, honey, but you know, hold on, we got another caller, 404-438. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
What's up, Divine? It's Booty. What's going on? Why did Nicole hang up? That's what I really wanted to say something to. Why did she
hang up? She's getting herself together. She's waiting for me to come pick her up so we go to my birthday party
at
the club.
Well, if she's still listening, if she's not, maybe you can deliver the message to her. She want to get on this radio, quote-unquote, show and say that she's this lady and she's that lady and she's this old and she lived for this and then the first thing she gets on the radio show is she talks about fucking respect and a lady. First of all, a lady don't carry themselves like that, getting on the radio show, doing all this kicking and all this crazy shit and all, oh, bitch, if you're here, I'm gone and all this and that. She says she's been out 17, Shannon's been out 5. Okay, well, damn it, act like it. If Shannon is, quote-unquote, being the disrespectful person that Nicole says she is, okay, if you this old lady, well, why don't you deal with it as an old person deal with it and handle it like an old person should handle it?
Hello?
I don't know what happened with Booty, honey. And, well, I guess it's too much.
Nicole, did you do that?
No, Nicole didn't do that. Nicole is gone. Nicole is gone, and Shannon can't call back in with the person that she was on the phone line. Phone lines was, so you know what? Honey,
Give her a minute. She's going to find a way.
Oh, no. They just texted me from the red phone, and they said, Shannon said, now that Nicole is off the show, there's no reason to call in. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to talk to my sister and everybody that's out there listening. I'm going to talk to my sister. It might be a show tomorrow. So look out on my Facebook page and look out for the email blast because it might be a show tomorrow. I'm about to go finish putting my lip on and wetting my wedding wavy hair and put my dress on. And I'm about to go to Escalita's and shake it up for my motherfucking birthday, bitches. So come out to Escalita's and shake it up with me if you in the motherfucking metropolitan area, bitch. Because I'm about to shake the motherfucking building down, honey. And if my sister says she wants a show tomorrow, then it's going to be a show tomorrow. So look out for the email blast. Thank you, Divine, for definitely coming on the show and giving us the beat in L.A. Thank you, James, for definitely coming on and giving us your words of wisdom.
You're welcome.
Thank you for definitely being a part of the show with me tonight, honey. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I want to thank everybody for definitely sending me all the birthday wishes. I want to thank all the girls that's hating on me because you can't motherfucking take me because you bitches are a non-motherfucking factor in my motherfucking life and y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch, honey. And then I want to thank all you children out there, honey, that is blessing me and wishing for positive things in my life because I am too blessed to be stressed by all you non-motherfucking factors, honey. Like I told y'all,
I'm the bitch that runs this motherfucker. The woman runs the motherfucking world, but I run Blog Talk for the motherfucking ballroom scene. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night if my sister wants a show. But if she don't, I'll see y'all back here on motherfucking Monday night for the recap show. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Straight into the water. I don't know.
Come on.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the. I am.